Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Juan Solis. He's from the San Bernardino County Children's Network. He is the Father Engagement Coordinator for the Inland Empire Father Involvement Coalition, an agency that works with county agencies to support and encourage father engagement in our community. So thank you very much for joining me today, Juan. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Juan Solis and how did you end up in this line of work?
Well, I am a father of six, actually five children. My oldest is 19, so she's now an adult.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I've been working in this field for about 10 years, I tell everybody. However, I've been living in it in my whole life. You know, being a former system involved father and growing up exposed to a lot of different things that, you know, many of our children are exposed to, you know, a lot of different trauma. And so coming from that end led me to fall in the same trap in addiction and of self-destruction that my parents were in. And so, you know, I grew up without a father, and the only memories I have of him were not good, you know, of him being my mom and abusing my mother. And so I truly believe that it was due to his alcoholism that led to all that. And so when I started having children, I knew I wanted different for them. I didn't want them to be exposed or to be having any type of experiences that I had. When I started having children, I decided to make a change, and it wasn't that simple, obviously. You know, when I got right with God and my walk, you know, my spiritual walk intact, that's when things really started changing for me. And so being a former system-involved father, as I mentioned, and experiencing that side of life gave me the passion to reach other fathers and men in general to help and mentor them through their process of change.
Okay, now tell us about the Inland Empire Father Involvement Coalition. What is the coalition all about?
So IEFIC, which is Inland Empire Father Involvement Coalition, started back in 2013. It was led by First Five San Bernardino and Children's Network San Bernardino County. And we were looking at the father absenteeism problem and epidemic, really, that we have not only in our country, but in our county specifically. And so leaders from our board at the time were really, you know, had their hands full because they had other full-time jobs. They were either directors, assistant directors, managers, or supervisors of some sort, and were trying to lead the charge. And so there was a lot of us meeting, you know, we had monthly meetings, and we needed somebody full-time to lead this charge, really. So our board got together along with other leadership and proposed to the County of San Bernardino Board of Supervisors that a position be created and developed so that we can have somebody full time on this. And that's how my position was created. We're only a year in this position. Obviously, I've been around, you know, for quite some time. So I was brought in, you know, as the Father Engagement Coordinator for San Bernardino County Children's Network.
Who are some of the other partners that are involved in this coalition?
There are so many different partners. I mean, I think this is probably going to take most of the radio.
Okay.
interview. No, but really, I think it's a beautiful thing when you see one coordinated effort in San Bernardino County and by so many different partners that sit at our table. We have First Five San Bernardino County Children's Network, Children and Family Services, Department of Child Support Services, Public Health, Preschool Services, Probation, Public Defender's Office is involved, the Superintendent of Schools, Transitional Assistance Department, Workforce Development. I mean, I can go so on and go
on. So pretty much all the San Bernardino County public service departments are involved in this.
Right. We have a lot of our community partners as well that sit at a table. Black Infant Health, Boot Camp for New Dads, San Bernardino Fatherhood, a lot of different school districts. Obviously, with the superintendent of schools being involved, come out and sit at our table as well to hear about father engagement and what those efforts can look like, what father-friendly best practice looks like.
And what are some of the ways that the coalition is helping fathers in our community?
We do many different things, and that's basically what I was brought in, is to really define and look at what Inland Empire Father Involvement Coalition brings to the table? How can we have a bigger impact in our community? And so what we've done is we've rolled out our Nurturing Fathers program curriculum, and with the hopes of having more father specific programs in our community, because when we looked at it, when we're looking for father specific programs, there was really nothing out there, nothing to little resources. So we do have the boot camp for new dads as well that is rolling in different hospitals.
Us about that. What is that?
So the boot camp for new dads, we have one of our coalition members by the name of John Fife that holds the boot camp for new dads, which is basically a session where he brings in the new fathers that are about to have babies and just educates them on the importance of their involvement, how they can provide support to mom, and in many different areas that we as men don't think that is our department, the breastfeeding, how important it is for fathers to really encourage and support mom through the breastfeeding, whether it's bringing the machine, the pump to her in the middle of the night, or bringing the baby to her in the middle of the night. And not only that, but just our involvement overall early on. Our statistics show that when dads are involved early on throughout, before pregnancy, during pregnancy, and after those first couple of years, they're more likely to have more long-term involvement with their child.
Great. Now, what effects does an absentee father have on a child's life?
So, I mean, we can go into so many different stats regarding this piece. And I think one of the scariest ones is within our teenage suicides, right? There are 63% of youth that commit suicides are from fatherless homes. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 85% of all children that exhibit behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes. And it goes so on and so on, even into our education, where children without a father are more likely to drop out from high school.
Right.
Right? They're four times at a greater risk of poverty, and even seven times more likely to become pregnant as a teen. And so we look at all this research that's coming out on father involvement and the importance of having, you know, dad when it's safe. We always like to add that piece because we understand that there are some dangerous people that are out there, mom or dad or caregivers or whatnot. However, when it's safe, it's important that a father has, or a child really has, that relationship and connection to their dad.
Now, you've got a special conference coming up, the Inland Empire Fatherhood Conference. Tell us a little bit about that conference.
So we are truly excited that we brought this back. This is our third annual Fatherhood Conference, and we are the theme is Connecting Generations, and we're going to be keeping that theme because we really want to connect, make sure that the generations are connecting throughout, whether it's father, whether it's grandpa, you know, getting involved there with his grandkids, or even back in the mix with his older adult children, because reality, fatherhood doesn't stop when children turn 18. And so this conference is really packed full with not just giveaways and prizes. We're going to raffle off a grand prize of a television, but we also have some awesome workshops where dads are going to be able to get equipped with a lot of good information as far as how can they be the best dad that they can be, that they were always meant to be. We also have an awesome keynote speaker by the name of Tom Encoda coming out, really passionate on this fatherhood movement, and we have so many different vendors that are coming out to provide resources for our fathers that are looking to get connected with anything, whether it be health insurance, employment, maybe even just brushing up on their parenting skills, anything of that nature. So we truly hope that people come out and check us out at San Bernardino Valley College on Saturday, August 17th. This event will be from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And who's invited to attend this conference?
You're invited. Everyone's invited. We have all dads of all ages, young and seasoned, that are really, you know, truly encouraged to attend. Our resource parents, kinship caregivers. I myself, I'm a caregiver over my twin nephews, and I see the importance of the role that I play with them as far as mentoring them and really giving that guidance that they need. And we see an importance within our county where we see a lot of caregivers out there that are family, grandparents, uncles, cousins. And so we encourage anyone that's a male role model really attend this. I feel like it's going to be a life-changing experience.
So it's not just fathers, it's people that, like you said, are role models that are possibly caregivers.
Yes.
So what do you expect from the fathers? What can they expect at this conference?
Well, they can expect a day of fun, that's for sure. I will be there and I try to make people laugh as much as possible. But in reality, I think it's just connections within the community. We see that when a family is connected with the community and the resources within their community, they're least likely to come in any realm of system involved, whether it be, you know, welfare, child support, children, families, whatever it may be. The more connected that we can get our families and fathers and families, the better they'll be off. And so, again, you know, the raffle giveaways, it'd be all great, and all that is, I'm sure, will be well received. But I think the true message is what everybody always walks away with. We have fathers that attend that had no idea what they were walking into. I mean, you know, we don't hear about conferences all the time regarding fathers, but when they have attended, we always get great feedback and say, you know, I'm glad I showed up. I'm glad I attended. I got a lot of good information here.
Now, is there a cost, and how can we register?
The cost is no cost. It's absolutely free. First Five San Bernardino and many of our amazing partners have made this event possible to be free. And so as far as where you can register, you can go on Eventbrite, iefatherhoodconference.eventbrite.com, and register as attendee. If you do not have access to register, don't worry. Just show up, attend. We will welcome you with open arms, and we hope to see anybody there.
Okay, now tell us, where is it going to be and when?
It's at San Bernardino Valley College in San Bernardino, and the address is 700 South Mount Vernon Avenue, 92324, and it's going to be August 17th, which is a Saturday, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And where can our listeners get more information about the Inland Empire Father Involvement Coalition?
Well, you are free to contact us at Children's Network at 909-383-9677.
Again, give us that number again.
Again, that's 909-383-9677. And look up Children's Network as well. We have our website, Children's Network, and we'll be updating that with all of our fatherhood stuff. Again, like I said, we're in year one with this Father Engagement Coordinator, so all of our leadership and partners are truly excited as far as what we've, even though we've been around since 2013, this full year here, having a full-time person leading this charge, we've done some amazing things, and partnerships have come from them.
Great. Okay, Juan Solis from the San Bernardino County Children's Network. He is the Father Engagement Coordinator for the Inland Empire Father Involvement Coalition, and they've got a special Inland Empire Fatherhood Conference coming up August 17th. So thank you very much for stopping by and talking with us today, Juan. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.